Eitzach Haberu B'Yedim. Einei Tzorach Lahavdiru Le B'Yedim. Do you hold if he gives something over to your friend in front of Eidim, that he does not have to return it to you in front of Eidim? Why? That's not the pshat. Let's talk about it. Don't think that way. Ela rather, the pshat is that Hamafkid Eitzach Haberu B'Yedim, if you give over something to your friend in front of Tu'edim, like here, if you gave your suit to the tailors in front of Tu'edim, Halachur Tzorach Lahavdiru Le B'Yedim, he has to return it to you also in front of Tu'edim. Like you're showing that you do not believe him. Therefore, since he gave it in front of Tu'edim, he also has to return it to you in front of Tu'edim. Therefore, there's no migu. Even though Rabbah holds, even though right now we do not see it by the tailors, still the tailors have not known with a migu. Because the tailors has no migu, because Allah is, he has to return it with Tu'edim. Therefore, Rabbah holds, the soul told you whether he gave it over in front of Tu'edim, then we do not believe the human. Because he has no migu, because he has to return it also in front of Tu'edim. Now the Gersa, we have Meisvei Abaye, the Bachta, the question should be Eisvei Abaye LeRabba. But Abaye asked the question now to Rabba. It says, Aloko, Avdoi Biyad Umein, if Reuven's Evid is by the craftsman, by the Umein. In other words, he's teaching him, let's say, how to be a plumber. He's teaching him, or else Vitalisa Biyad Klevis. Reuven has his suit by the cleaners, and the cleaners is holding on to the suit. Now, Oymalo, we say to the cleaners, or we say to the woman, Ma'ati v'yetlecho, what are you doing with the sevid? What are you doing with the talus? So the woman answers back and says, listen, Ato machartili, you sold it to me. Or else, Ato nasato libimatono. Or else he turns back, no, you gave it to me for present. What do you mean what I'm doing with it? You gave it to me for present, that's what I'm doing with it. So it says here in the price to loyo maklum. We do not believe the umin, but rather the umin, the worker, has to return it back to the balabos. But what's going to be if Bufona in front of me, Omar to lo, you said to him, lumaychroi to sell it, or else filitno lo de matono, that the one that's holding on to it will soon see a third person that's holding on to it. And he says that in front of me, you told the umin to sell it to me, then dvorv kayomin. Then we believe this third person. We'll soon see. So Mar says, Maishina Rasha Maishina Sefer. What's the difference? How come in the ratio we do not believe the umin? And how come in the Sefer we do? So Rabba explains, Sefer, not the Sefer. It's talking about over here. Sefer di yitze mitaka si deyakar. We're talking about right now a third person is holding on to the talis. Or a third person is holding on to the Evid. And this third person is saying like this. He's saying back to the Balabas that the phone in front of me, or Marta Lola Moichroi, that this third person is saying that in front of him, the Balabas told the Umin to sell it to me. So that's like you're admitting that you sold it to the Umin. So the Balabas cannot deny this. Or else we litnai b'matono. That this third person is saying clearly, he heard the way the Balabas told the Umin to give it to me for present. So in such a case, we believe this third person. Why? The Gemara says, because he has a migu. Migu di boyo malay. Minoch zivanti. Since this third person, that's not an Umin. This third person could have said, listen, I borrow of you, the owner, is kiyomalay nami. Befone yamarta loy lamaych with world kayomin. But now that I admit that I borrow off the Umin, but I say that you told the Umin to sell it to me, so you have a migu, we believe this third person. From him, and therefore we believe him. But our question on the Sefer, but our core point of the question on Rabbi is, Chitoni Mias Ratio, what does it say here in the ratio? It says clearly that Raw, that we saw the Evid is by the Umin, or we saw the Talis is by the Kravis, the Klinis. So Chitza, the brightest says clearly we saw it there. There's a riot Abaya. So Mar says, hey, what are we talking about over here? If like you, Rabba, that you gave it over to the Kaveis, or you gave it over to the Umin, in front of Tu'edim, says, so lomali ro, why do you have to have that we see it right now by the Umin, even if we do not see the Evid or the Talis by the Umin? Still, nais the Edim in Israel. All the Balabas has to do is just bring Edim that he gave it to him, that he gave it over to him, and the Kaveis, or the Umin, is not Nemah to say they returned it. Because Rabbah holds, if you take something in front of Tu'edim, you have to return it in front of Tu'edim. And here the Kaveh doesn't have Tu'edim. So, if we're talking about Edom over here, why does it have to be the bright that says Ruh, that right now we saw the Eved by the Umin, even if we did not see the Eved by the Umin, still the Balabas would be Neman. El Alav, isn't it, that the Lech Edom, we're talking about that there's no Edom now. If so, the Ruh, if right now we see the Eved is by the Umin, or we see this Talis is by the Kavis, Miyo Tophisle, the Balabas has a right to get it back, even though there are no Edom there. So who is a right to Abaya? That Lamaisa, whenever we see the Talis by the Umin does not have a Migu to say Herzartiv, therefore the Umin is not Neman. Love that we gave it over in front of Edom, even though you did not give it to him in front of two Edom. But if right now we see this Talis by the Umin has no right, has no Chazaka to say that he bought it. Because it's a normal thing, we know how the human got it. That the Balabas gave it to him to work on it. Minastam. And not that he sold it to him. So who is a right to Abaye even without Edim? As long as we see the Kli right now by the Umin, we take it away from him. So Rabbi is back, Lloyd, it's not the Pshat. Le'odim, really, I'll tell you here again, we're talking about the Ike Edim. We're talking about that there are Edim over here. That Avada, the Balabas, gave it over to the Umin, he gave it Eved in front of two Edim. Or he gave the talent to the Kervis in front of the Edom. Well, who the Ruh? You know why it says it here, we have to see it. And if who the Ruh, and then Achlami, that even according to Rabbi, it has to be that we see it right now by the human. You need two things. You have to give it over in front of the Edom, and you have to see it here. So the Murray asks, why? I go out to the Amrit. You, Rabbi, just said before that Hamaskad Eitzach Adar Rabbi Edom. If he gives something to your friend in front of two Edom, so since you hushed him, you see you only gave it to him in front of two Edom, the locher is Tzorach Lefrei Rabbi Edom. He has to pay you back also in front of two Edom. So, if so, why do we have to have Ruh? Why do we have to see the Eved not by the Umin? Or Malay Hadar Rabbi Enachnami. Rabbi says to this, I'm Chaser. Enachnami. That the locher is, if you give it over in front of two Edom, you do not have to return it in front of two Edom. Therefore, the Brisa says Ruh. But in Achlan, it's only because you first gave it, you know, according to Rabbi, you need two things. You have to give it over in front of two Edom, and also you have to see it right now by the Umin. If you don't have one of these two things, then Rabbi holds, we would believe the Umin, he would have a Chazaka. But Abaye holds no, Abaye holds the main thing solely is a draw. If we see it right now by the Umin, he has no Migu to say, Herzartiv, so then the Umin is not Neman with a Chazaka. Most of Rabbi asked the question over here, let's see the Rabbi. Like Rabbi asked the question to Abaye in order to bring a proof like to Rabbi that Yitak have to have two things. You need Edom. That's the only time the Umin is not Neman. But if there's no Edom here, then the Umin would be Neman, even though it's Ruh. What's the Raya? It says, Hanoif ben Talis l'Umin. If you gave your suit into the tailor to be fixed. Now, Umin, Oimesh, Tarim Kasakhtili. The tailor says the price is $2. That's how much I charge to you. The Balabas, when he picks it up, says no. You only made up $1. I only made up $1. I'm only going to pay you $1 for the job. So what's the halacha? Holds the man shatalas biyad umin. Holds the man, the tailors are still holding on to the suit. Abalabayis lovi raya. The halacha is the Balabas himself has to bring a raya. Now, nos no loy bizmanoi. Let's say he's coming to pay up at the right time, so nishba v'neitel. The locker is that the worker has a right to swear and say how much he deserves to get paid. The tailors have a right to swear how much he deserves to get paid. Over zman, let's say though the zman says, boy, he didn't pick it up at the right time, and he first asked me for the money later, then the locker is amaytzim v'chavei roi olav. Then if the woman wants to get his money, he's going to have to bring the raya. That's the Talachit, my boy gets how much you have to pay, two or one. So if the tailor is still holding it, and so it's like this, if he's like paying up Bizmanoi, that's what's going to be the Rabbanu, that since the Balabas is Torah de Lachtoi, we leave the Sacher, the Umin, he's never to swear and say how much he deserves to get paid. But once all the Bizmanoi, then the Lachar is like that, the Umin wants to get the $2, he has to bring a proof that some might send a all over Rai. So the question is, the Gemara says now, Hechidami, what are we talking about over here? Edim, in other words, that Reuven, when he gave it to the tailors, he gave it in front of two Edim. If so, lechti Edim, my Kamri, So Mustama, the Edom also hold what heard what the conditions were. So the Edom should know whether he has to pay $2 or $1. So what's the machlekes over here? Ella, for sure, then we're talking about Ella. Lav the lekedim. Talking about the